Blog Talk Radio.
I bet. Good luck, and for.
Subscribe button on FB, IG, Twitter, YouTube, Radio King, and all the above. Go ahead and go smash that. You know, we back. We've been gone for a little minute, but we about to get this dance. We finna get this dance. Today, our topic of tonight is criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform. I repeat, criminal justice reform. The reason why I chose this topic because a lot of what we've been faced with today, we've been faced with over the years in all aspects of everyone's life, no matter what race, gender, creed, color you are, the criminal justice system sucks, okay? It sucks. We just gonna call it how we see it. It's no mistake. We see what has been occurring across the country for quite a while. It's just now coming to a head where the revolution has been televised. You know, it has been televised. We are still in our corona phase. We barely got through the first phase. Some places are reaching their second phase. And even with that, our laws pertaining to our health and the things we would like for ourselves is even being, manhandled, scrutinized, pulled, played with. You know what I'm saying? Our children's lives are being played with. Georgia just recently went back to school. It's time to go back to school. Georgia just went back to school, if I'm not mistaken, this past week or within the past 2 weeks. A lot of schools have been going back, and the same schools that are opening back up physically, okay, these children are paying for it. The children are paying for it. You know, schools are having to shut back down because this stuff is widespread. And this is, and make no mistake, we in a hot run right now. This is all political. If you don't think a lot of this stuff is going on, the way this is being handled, the way it's not being handled, the support we get, the things that we need in order to survive through this pandemic, the necessities that we as human beings first need, we are not being provided. And that's a hot ass mess. That's a hot mess. I mean, you got to look at it. The United States is one of the most powerful countries in the world, right? We print our own money, right? Our Federal Reserve, we print our own money. So now, you mean to tell me that we print our own money and our citizens that's going through this can't get, we can't get no support? You can't do a little bit more than what you're doing, but you willy-nilly send money overseas? I mean, we've been giving money away for decades, years, to other countries. We've been supporting. All right? It's, and you know why a lot of this is going on? Again, politics. We are facing a time as human beings when we need to open up our eyes. And this is nothing to do with the listen, if nobody else has suffered through this situation, the African American community has been hit the hardest. We are being hit left and right. A lot of us have lost a lot of family members. A lot of our family members have been hospitalized. A lot of us have been sick. A lot of us may have been sick. We didn't even know. But some of us are too scared to even go get tested because of all of the crap that has transpired in between throughout this whole situation. It's like left and right, up and down, in and out. You don't know which way to go or what to do. We have not had any clear direction. And I mean, not with COVID, not with this criminal justice reform situation. Remember, COVID is not the first. It's only now that this is occurring. It's being brought to light a little bit more. And I believe, and I quote, this is my own opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I believe it's political that this is being brought to light even more than it should be. I mean, we still have people dying from heart attacks, strokes, the flu, pneumonia, diabetes. I mean, we have a list of things that have been knocked out the box and people are not going to the hospital for, putting their health in jeopardy because they're scared of COVID. My people, we have to realize that this right here, we don't have to call this the new normal. But what we do have to call it, we do have to have common sense. We have to know that now we have been presented with something that we have to, just like change is something that everyone has to go through, everyone. And now it's just, this is something that we, worldwide, not just our country, worldwide, we have to learn how to deal with, okay? We've always known. I mean, they put this stuff in films. They put it in books. I mean, you got it all in, all across the TV. You get what I'm saying? The pre-existing conditions and the preconditioning, like the pre-programming, it has been steadfast for as long as I can remember. I've been into politics since I was a kid. As long as I can remember, this is nothing new. It's just now everything is coming to pass. Everything is being placed directly in our lap. But you know whose responsibility it is to get to the forefront it is? It's our responsibility. So a lot of things that you're seeing occurring right now, a lot of the things that are happening right now, the riots, the protests, the backlash, it's a lot coming out. You're even starting to see people's true colors. Some people that you never even, a side of people that you never even thought you would have seen before. But see, in certain circumstances, this right here, true intentions come out. You see what I'm saying? And we're only at the beginning. Man, it's August. November 3rd ain't even here yet. It's only August. Look at what we've been through already. Can you imagine the hell we're about to go through in the next couple of months, my people? Do y'all even understand? They're all out war right now. It's election time. It's election. It's on. It's election time. Just imagine how much anything that can happen will happen. Just look back at every election year that has occurred, what has happened during election. It's always a war or some type of Ebola, H1N1, MRSA, SARS. Swine flu, and you got, it's always bubonic plague. It's always something. Okay? It's always something. And you got to look at, where is this information coming from? The CDC. Who? Remember the CDC. The CDC. If I'm not mistaken, our main CDC for the United States, the main one, is in Atlanta. Okay? Follow me. Stay with me, because I'm about to take y'all back to one of our old Street Smart Radio episodes. We talked about this before, and I'm about to bring something to light. It's all going to make sense. I want y'all to sit tight. We about to go to break, right? And when we come back, I want y'all to think about what I just told y'all. The main CDC is in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? Now think about how many things that have historically has occurred in Atlanta, Georgia, okay? Even with the CDC, what has occurred within the past couple of years that has happened in Atlanta with the CDC, what has happened? I want y'all to go Google that. Past couple of years, go Google what has happened with Atlanta CDC within the past couple of years. And I want y'all to keep that in mind, because we've talked about this before. But we're going to go to break. Right now we got Miss Amira Ohasi. We'll be right back. Stay here. Keep it locked on Street Smart Radio. It's the Gray Line.
Also with that fire, boy.
Uh-huh. What's the number? Oh. Let's go.
Where my badass bitches to the front? Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want. Got the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Yeah, my name, I'm Mira O, bad from the street.
Hey.
Pretty brown skin, niggas wanna skeet skeet.
What up?
Say you wanna taste, say you wanna sneak peek.
Uh-huh.
I'ma tell you right now, nigga, pussy ain't free.
No.
Hey, boy, with the bag, fill it, baby, up.
Yeah.
Cash in the suitcase, put it in the truck.
Uh-huh.
Lounge by the swimming pool, top off next.
Uh-huh.
I'm a girl, top notch, damn well respected.
Yeah.
Coon ball projected, you ain't got no paper.
Nah.
If your man broke, holding, y'all need to break up.
Mm.
Get up out your feelings, hop up in the bag, girl, you got the juice box, bitch, get that nigga mad.
Uh-huh.
Pop you a new car, paper tag, running through Neiman's, stuck up your flag. Posting a new shoe, flex up the jazz, say he wanna play, hey, so I'm pipping on that ass. Come here. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for, what you looking for, huh? Where my badass bitches to the front, cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want that high seat, so give them what they want.
Got
the juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want. Mirror got that high C, niggas wanna try me. Oh, he need it now, put that mirror in an IV. Highly likely, keep me on his psyche. Say you really wanna, better know it's pricey. love the way I ride it. Riding on that pony, got you all excited. Juicy got you moaning, in it in the morning. Juicy make you wake up, get you in the shower. Juicy make you stay up. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh, huh. Walking down the block to the corner store, looking like, what you looking for? What you looking for? Huh, huh. Where my badass bitches to the front. Cuties in the back seat, smoking on the blunt. Niggas want the high seat, so give them what they want. Got a juicy box, yeah, I'ma give you what you want.
We're back, we're back, we're back. Welcome back to the Gray Line. Welcome back to the Gray Line. So before we went to break, I told y'all, we started talking about the CDC, Atlanta being the center of many historic things that have occurred. And in Atlanta, one of the main CDCs in our country is in Atlanta, all right? A couple of years ago, one of the infectious disease experts that worked at the CDC, the commander, was found dead floating on the side of the river, the Chattahoochee River, okay? This was, to be exact, like around April 5th, 2018, Mr. Timothy Cunningham, okay? And they said that there was no foul play. Now, we talked about this. We talked about this, and we tried to sit and wait and see where it was going to go, but it was a lot of funny business going on with that situation. I mean, he was due for a promotion. He had blew the whistle on some things in relation to immunizations, autism, and a couple of other infectious diseases, preferably something that was getting ready. He was afraid that was getting ready to come out. He started getting sick, and he took a couple of days off from work, and he called his people. Someone spoke to him, and that was the last time that anyone had seen him. He had initially went missing like around February 12th. His body wasn't found until around April 8th. Now, he was an epidemiologist in the CDC's chronic disease unit, right? And before he left, he had told them, you know, he called out, and he wasn't feeling good. Now, they say he had just got a promotion a couple of years before he ultimately went missing and was found dead. And then there were rumors coming out that he was due for a promotion, and he got passed over. The CDC disputed that claim that he got passed over, and that he was probably one of the top people to be recognized for his exemplary performance in the United States Public Health Service. So, you know, they automatically refuted that there was anything besides anything, you know, out of the ordinary with them. It was any friction, you know, but He did go missing. His parents was the one that, you know, reported him missing. They drove down when they didn't hear from him, and then when they got to his house, his wallet, his keys, everything was in the house. Everything was there, his car keys, everything, the dog, everything. This is very unusual to him. Next thing you know, his body is found floating in the river. And not too long after that, that's when now ultimately we're here at 2020. COVID ran up on us around 2019, roughly. There's no definite time because one minute they're saying it hit here, and the next minute it hit here, but it's a lot of inconsistencies. They can't really track, my opinion, when it actually, you know, arrived here in the United States. But if you pay attention for the past couple of years, people have been getting sick with the same symptoms that COVID has. You know, young children, and then, you know, with the whole vape situation, they was getting the double pneumonia and had to go on Venom. Think about all this. It all, you got to think about all that. I'm taking y'all down a rabbit hole. You got to pay attention. You know what I'm saying? If they tell y'all what they're going to do before they do it, okay? You have to be willing to sit back and understand that everything that you've ever known, now is a time that you're questioning everything, anything. Why are so many things about our health? Why are being omitted? Why is there, it's a rush to find a vaccine for COVID, but why haven't we found a vaccine for AIDS yet? Why haven't we found a cure for AIDS? Oh, we have one, but we haven't released it to the public yet, right? So you want us to believe now that we're going to have a vaccine or a cure for COVID, and we can't even have a cure for SARS, Ebola, none of that. It's still around. Like, we haven't gotten rid of it, okay? All right? See, they tell you what they're going to do. They have to do something to distract us, everything. Like, look at what is occurring right now. African Americans have been fighting for the longest. It's not just in the criminal justice system. It's all the way across the board. But you know where we get done the dirtiest, where we get our whole, you know, outside of the criminal justice, we fall down so many times. You know, our kings and our queens, we fall so many times, and we keep getting back up. But it's the courts. It's the justice system that take us, turn us inside, tear our families apart, do us dirty. I mean, how much more do we have to endure? Or what? How much more? I mean, even look at what's happening right now with COVID. Right? We got COVID going on. And in the meantime, while we have COVID going on, we still have to fight extra hard for our lives while COVID is going on. So now we're in these streets rioting and protesting in the middle of a pandemic. So not only is our life at jeopardy once, but five times fold now. Do you get what I'm saying? Our backs have been so against the wall when everything has always been just normal. But now, if you pay attention, now we're starting to get more help. Like, people are starting to realize it's criminal justice reform we need, because once you start getting the policies and laws into place, you get what I'm saying? Once you start there, everything will, I mean, this goes down to the HIPAA laws. It's all criminal justice reform. Criminal justice reform that also involves our medical laws. You see how they do us when we go to the hospital? Do you see how we get done when we go to the hospital, especially our less fortunate people? Do you see how they do us? Y'all keep it locked. We'll be right back. We about to go to break right here. Thank you for tuning in to the Gray Line. We'll be right back.
Hey, I don't cop things for resale, don't do iCloud, don't do email. Feds wanna top up, man, and wire up, man, like Chubbs did detail. Back when Ricky was doing up Teasdale, I was doing dinner with TZ. I didn't trust no one, swore got limey, cause got too greasy. Nico never moved Nike, sweat suit Nike, sweat suit DG. If man get beaky, ring ring, call up GG, do him up neatly. Used to look up to a man from certain ends with tune on repeat. Thought he was a bad boy then, till man got pinched and man went PC. Man went PC just like Dell and Windows, some man been those. Before I was ever around Kendall's, I was in Enzo, dreaming up Enzo's. The woman I do end up with has to be a backyard just like Munchie. Can't have no pretentious thing when I know this road gets bumpy. Word to the broski J, he got different names in different countries. Three whaps and a whip and we beat that case where a man lived way too comfy. I don't do well with people making disses and making threats. Warrior, man got flown like private jets for way, way less. I know you try to get one down on us, ever since then it's been stress. Cause you know the refs, them owe you one and we always pay them debts. Wassa wassa, just like the Crody's press, I don't do no pasta. Link with Skull and cousin Jamie and Yada, we def on Gaza. Pasha Sasha, pissed I was way too young at the time for slashings. You niggas spend too much time on captions, not enough time on action. Pick one man with slaps that's rapping, I bet he don't want no clashing. The LB pouch on chest is just for fashion, niggas just acting. Are you dumb or stupid? The wheels on the roses, chromas, headshot domas. Just checked in at a hotel floor that we on, got potent aromas. OVO XO link up, man, them drink up, me and the drillers. Hawking sticks and cash and baka, Gucci, P and Gilla. And the boy that sound like he sang on Thriller, you know that's been my nigga. Yeah, we just had to fix things, family, six things, we can't split up. As for the rest of the game, I'll do man dirty, man, I get two times. To me, that's just our side, I don't really care who rides on whose side. Bring 10 shots to the poolside, never seen none of these grown men outside. 4301, won't spare no one, niggas gotta know about Southside. Stepping out of line, get outlined. And you know I'm tired of stateside. Ringing man down when it takes sides, trying to get saved by the bell like Bayside. Prince, I carry that last name, that shit stays on me like brand names. Jazz just lined up brand new hantings, in nice guy on a mad team. Everyone I know has code names, anyone I'm beefing with is a no name. Niggas can't even win home games, they just gotta fall in line like Soul Train. Hey. Yeah.
Axel.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Gray Line. I'm your host, Ray Bossanova. And before we went to break, we were talking about criminal justice reform and how all everything that we're going through right now and everything that we have been going through has led us up to this moment that we're at right now. The rioting, the protesting, you know, this goes through our medical system, our education system. As you can see with African-American children being one of the first people they were ready to send back to school up in Detroit and some of these other predominantly African-American ran cities, African-American cities and schools. So another thing about criminal justice reform, as I was saying, we have people now that are starting to join the fight. You know, I've been talking about this for a while with several people. I've been paying attention to it. Kim Kardashian. She has been leading the effort to get some of our African-American brothers and sisters, not just our African-American brothers and sisters, our less fortunate people, our less fortunate that have been locked up and that have been done wrongly prosecuted and done wrong by the criminal justice system. She's been leading the effort in helping to get some of these people released. You know, she's been doing a great job. And now today, I just caught wind of one of the people that she's helped lead the effort with also Monica Brown. They are going full force with trying to help get the murder Corey Miller released. Now, I don't know how many of you knew about what occurred with Corey Miller and how he ended up getting basically life in prison. A 16-year-old boy, they was out at a studio and out at a studio down in Georgia, and a 16-year-old boy, some gunfire was exchanged, and a 16-year-old boy got shot. And C. Murder was there, but he ultimately got blamed for the death of this 16-year-old boy, this 16-year-old child. So now he's behind bars, and he's been trying to clear his name. And for years, they've been trying, you know, to get the right evidence to show that he didn't do it. The witnesses, a lot of the witnesses have recanted statements. It's a lot that has gone on with this case, whereas back then, it wouldn't have been a unanimous deal that now you have to have unanimously without a benefit of a doubt that he did this crime. Back then, that wasn't how it was back then. They operated on a whole different level, as we did. You can see how they operated in the case of, you know, they basically just hang you, just throw him in jail. That's it. That's how we done. That's how it is. This is the case. So Kim Kardashian West is now helping Monica Brown with Reverend Al Sharpton to help Corey Miller, a.k.a. C. Murda, get out of jail and be free so he can come back home and spend time with his family because he's being wrongly accused for murder of a 16-year-old boy. Now, if we have more entertainers and we have more more people in these positions that you hear so much about Kim Kardashian all the time, everything. But what it's stuff like this that we should be highlighting, we should be talking about, we should be putting up there. This is what we need to talk about. This is where it starts. You can't talk about the bad and then when you got the good sitting in your face, you don't. This is what we need. This is a part of our. It's a start. Criminal justice reform. This is a start. And as long as we have somebody starting, we just need more. Get out there into your local NAACP organizations within your city. You know, volunteer in your communities. Start going to city hall. Start doing any town hall meetings. Start seeing what's going on in y'all police departments, y'all sheriff's department. Reach out. It's only then that change will happen. You can't say you want change and you don't do anything to change. I got a question. I have one favor to ask of y'all, okay? Dear silent majority, please stop being so fucking silent. Thank y'all for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. I appreciate y'all. Y'all tune in two Sundays from, not this Sunday coming up, but the next Sunday. It's every other Sunday at 7 p.m. You will catch the Gray Line. I thank y'all for tuning back in tonight. We got more coming, more hot topics, more education, everything in the headlines, everything you need to know. We're going to stay on top of it. Y'all go smash that button, like, subscribe. Hit it, smash it. We appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Thank you for tuning in to Street Smart Radio, and we are out.
When he hungry and don't want to wait. Gon' need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell him sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it, sit it, on it. Tell a nigga fuck a plate. Slim stick, big dick. I'm a full course. When I'm done, you feel like you fucked a whole horse. Back shots, long dick, I go double time. Energize the bugs, hit them with that dirty wine. Just relax, shorty, let me enjoy the view. Let me stroke you out, make you bust another two. And if I give you some, promise you'll be rough. Blindfold and poppers, I can be your dirty slut. Come put your face in it, nigga. Deep throat, I'ma swallow it, nigga. If you push my legs to the back, I can take it all, I'm proud of it, nigga. Yeah, I love a freak like you, and you need a freak like me. Wake up to breakfast in bed, brother, keep sober like bone appetite. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it, sit it, on it. If we fucking, then we shopping, nigga, cut a check. Yeah. Baby sipping, get them diamonds in a new Patek. Yeah. When he mad, cheer him up with a little neck. Yeah. Fuck him, get the coins, move on to the next. Lick it, then you stick it, it's a universal rule. I got a fuck buddy, tell me, can you handle two? Nigga stalking me, all I did was let him eat it. Head game strong, I ain't gotta let him beat it. One nut, two nuts, I got more to come. Missionary nigga, we ain't done until I'm done. I want it in my gut, you got me opened up. Bust it on my butt, nigga, then I eat it up. When he hungry and don't wanna wait, gon' need it up, he like the way it tastes. Got the munchie, smoked about an eighth. Tell him fuck a plate and sit it on his face. Sit it, on it.